This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I said I'm done.
Honey, when a man shows you who they are, believe them the first time.
I'm glad you cheated on me. I'm glad you lied about where you be. Now my life is filled with thee. I'm so glad you cheated on me.
Now you can go on and live your life happily. Ladies, you won't believe the story I'm about to tell you. Divorce Court, Season 25, Episode 44, Part 2. Of Diana Brower versus Sidney Brower. This man had the nerve to bring his mistress in her home. One day, the wife came home from work early. She went inside, went around the corner, and saw this, the naked mistress cooking breakfast in their home. Yes. Yes, naked. And then her husband told his wife he had a gambling habit, and that's why he lost so much money. They had a catering business, and this is one of the first signs she noticed when they went to an event in Vegas. They had the event book ready to cater to this business. And a couple hours before the event started, the husband came back to the hotel and said he lost the money gambling. He was in Vegas gambling. And they were not able to service the customers. What makes it so bad that they lost the money for the hotel. They had to sleep in the car. They didn't have gas money to get home. They had a panhandle for gas money to get home. And at the time, I think they had one kid. I'm not sure if the kid went with them to Vegas, you know, for this event and slept in a car with them. But come to find out, I believe he flew the mistress out to see him. And that's why he used the excuse he went gambling a couple of hours before the event, and he lost money. Now, let me tell you why he's always in the broke. He was dating this mistress for a year and a half. He said she started to blackmail him. Either he'd give her money, pay her bills, or she was going to tell his wife. Don't you know this man ended up paying for her family members' private tuition, $750, at least $1,200, $1,300 a month for her rent or mortgage, her bills, you know, like utilities, in total, he was taking $30,000 from their household to give to his mistress. Yeah. And while their kids had to get free lunches because they couldn't afford it, I believe this is the same story, free lunches. If you want to see the story for yourself, Divorce Court Season 25, Episode 44. This is the second part. I'm thinking the first part is Episode 42 or 3, because there was an episode after the first part of the story. But the wife said when they went on vacations, she had to sit through those presentations. You know, those presentations that you sit through for a couple hours to get free tickets, to get free meals, to get something. Because I sat through one of those presentations when my son was maybe 12. I regret sitting through one of those presentations when we went to Orlando. Never sat through one since. But it was torture. They like almost bully you into getting a share, what did you call it? A share, one of those share homes, vacation homes. But I stood fast and I said no. By the time I got out there, I was so mad and frustrated. But I was trying to stay calm in front of my son, but he knew, like, okay, why are we still here? Why are, you know, they still hassling us? Three different men came over and tried to convince me to invest in this vacation home on my little GS. At the time, it was a GS9 or something like that. GS10 or GS11, I don't know. GS11. But, yeah. Anyway, I got off track. So, she had to do this. So they can get, so they can afford their vacations. But what was he? What was he doing? He wasn't working. He was gambling, so-called gambling, while she was sitting up in these presentations. And they were struggling to keep their house. They almost were homeless. I believe that's what she said. I mean, I was so pissed off during this presentation of the way he was acting. Like, he all that in a bag of chips, honey. When you see him, you would be like, But I'm not shaming her because I've been there. You ignore certain qualities about a man that you are not attracted to. But since they play the nice guy, you give in and, you know, and you fall for his lies and his games. And when you look back, you like, why was I so crazy over that monkey looking ass? Like, no money having. I'm getting off on the wrong track again. Anyway. I don't see how Star Jones didn't laugh at this man. because he had upside down dentures in his mouth. You know how some people have false teeth and they talk strange? He was talking strange, trying to keep the dentures in place, but the bottom denture was like rising up, and you can see that, like the hump. Like the hump that should go on the top set of teeth, over the top set of gums. I don't know whose dentures they were. I don't know who borrowed them from. He might have found them. He might have been drunk. But baby, he had his dentures on upside down, and you can see. Anyway, yeah, he was taking $30,000 a year out the home to give to this mistress. And the woman and Star Jones said they would have been in jail, but don't go to jail over no male who did you wrong, because why are you in jail? For what? What are you fighting over? Nothing. A cheater and a liar who doesn't have any money, whose morals are really gone to the left. What are you fighting over? What are you going to jail over? While you're in jail, he will still be with his mistress, if he chooses to. But I bet you she won't take him in because she just used him for his money. So now, he doesn't have anywhere to live. Because the mistress just using him for money. The wife do with him. So now where he's going to end up? And you are going to jail over this piece of shit? Yeah. Never put yourself in jeopardy to lose your job, go to jail, lose your kids over a damn man. Especially one who disrespected you by the hole in your house, cooking in your kitchen naked, and she knew he was married because she blackmailed him, so he says, but I and the wife thinks he fell in love with her, and he did that to keep her. Why go to jail over that? He don't want you. He already told you several times he don't want you. He want her. So why would you put yourself in that place to go to jail? And Star Jones said, you better than me. Because, honey, I'll be wearing orange because it would be a dead hoe or dead mistress up in my house with a spatula in her hand. No. It's not worth it. Like, why lose your freedom over a piece of trash? Like, come on now. And during the video, you can see it on my Maintain Your Badass channel on Facebook. I told Star Jones to shut up. And, like, because Star Jones was like, Miss Bowers, I don't know if you heard it, but I'm going to point something out that he said. He said the woman was blackmailing him, like, trying to get sympathy for him. No. He was crying crocodile tears on the session. No. Boy, bye. And I said, shut up, Star Jones. No disrespect to Star Jones, but what she said, like, And the wife said, no, I don't feel sorry for him, no. I'm like, hula. But, yeah, I need to see this session. Because the only thing that caught my attention, other than his cheating ways, was the dentures he tried to keep in his mouth. The upside down dentures. He couldn't even afford himself Polydent. Worry about paying this woman's bills. But be glad he cheated on you. be glad that you got some of your years of life back, because it's better to find out now than later.
I said I'm done. I said I'm done.
Yep, be done and go on and live your badass life and don't look back.
I'm glad you cheated on me. I'm glad you're not about where you be. Now my life is filled with glee. I'm so glad you cheated on me.
Bye, boy.